We first went through Russia, Russia, Russia.
Just black and white.
We then went through the Mueller report.
This is the truth.
And they should have come back one day later. They didn't. They came back 2 years later, after lives were ruined, after people went bankrupt, after people lost all their money.
This is Dannyland.
It was all bullshit.
Yes, it was, my friends. And we begin.
How are you? If this is your first time in Dannyland, well, then you're going to have to remove your clothes because we are all nudists here. We enjoy steam baths with Asian men that smell like patchouli oil. My name is Danny Chekolinski. I'm your host. Look, it's a gathering of people on a different level. The world is populated with many different, colors, religions, ethnicity, yet 90% of the world is stupid. This is a meeting of the 10%. It's our mission statement in Dannyland. Lot to cover here. Academy Awards, got a man in a fucking dress. Nobody seems to care. Well, I do. Brad Pitt, Joaquin Phoenix, brilliant actors, huge dumb shits. And hey, we talk about this too. All actors want to be rock stars. All rock stars want to be actors. And I am absolutely brilliant if you haven't picked up on that right now. Joe Biden sits in his own poop at night. There's further proof of that, I should say. And what was Eminem doing at the Oscars? All of a sudden, what, it's 1996, he's on stage, he's performing? Crazy nutballs at a Trump rally, that pretty much goes without saying. Hey, we've got a Prince Harry and Meghan update, because you hens, you ladies out there, the people that cluck, you want to hear about this stuff. Let's go to the Academy Awards. We're going to start with Brad Pitt. Academy Awards, he won. And I love watching award shows, because any type of award shows, because musicians and actors, they get up there, they pontificate, and then they spread their words of wisdom. Here's Brad Pitt.
Thank you to the Academy for this honor of honors. They told me I only have 45 seconds up here, which is 45 seconds more than the Senate gave John Bolton this week. I'm thinking maybe Quentin does a movie about it. In the end, the adults do the right thing. This really is about Quentin Jerome Tarantino. You are original. You are one of a kind. The film industry would be a much drier place without you. And I love the ethos you gave Cliff Booth. Look for the best in people. Expect the worst, but look for the best. Leo, I'll ride on your coattails any day, man. Yeah. The view's fantastic.
Very good. First of all, Brad Pitt, he's kind of likable, right? But I mean, how do you trust anybody that fucked up a marriage with Jennifer Aniston? I mean, come on. You cheated on her. You went with Skeletor. She ends up adopting a half iguana. Ends up starving herself to death. Come on. Great choice there. Take your award. Go home. All right, listen to me. Listen to me right now. Hear what I have to say. Joe Biden is not going to be in this race on St. Patrick's Day. He's nuts. Listen to these crazy people there, okay?
Joe Biden! Yeah, yeah! Joe Biden!
God.
Yeah, yeah! Joe Biden! Biden's back! All right!
What is he back from? He's back, maybe back from the dead? I'm not sure. Like I said, he is not going to be in the race on St. Patrick's Day. This is a guy that was a front runner. He's just not going to be there. He's going to have to drop out. And you know what the thing is? I kind of feel sorry for the guy, because Obama didn't endorse the guy. It's not funny anymore. No crowds. There's no passion. Then he's talking to his supporters like this.
You ever been to a caucus? No, you haven't. You're a lying dog-faced pony soldier.
God. One more time. This will never get old.
You ever been to a caucus? No, you haven't. You're a lying dog-faced pony soldier.
You kids, get off of my lawn. Pipe down. No horseplay in the hall.
This is really sad at this point. I mean, the man cannot run his mouth. He can't. The only thing he's running is his bowels. He shouldn't be running the country. Stop. Somebody pull the guy aside and say, just no. Friends, here's the thing, okay? Nobody wants to hear the truth. Nobody seems to want to look Reality City in the face. Everybody seems to be running away from this guy right here.
This is why America cannot have nice things, because of special people like this.
You guys are just going to let this fish die like this?
No, sir. We're going to take them home, fry them up, and eat them like normal people, because we don't eat grass, because this is America, you fucking asshole.
What if this was a dog, and I hooked the dog through the mouth and threw her in the water?
What if it was a unicorn? What if grandma had a dick, she'd be grandpa? What if the fish was a Republican? Would you save it then?
What if this was a human child?
What if this fish was a lesbian dude? I bet you wouldn't throw it back then.
I mean, there's a guy right there that pretty much marches to his own tune. That guy is a free thinker. He's not going to be controlled. He isn't going to be told what to say, how to act. He's going to question everything that everybody says to that every he will question everything that everybody says to him, as we all should. Just because somebody says it doesn't make it true, my friends. Like I said, the hens, you ladies out there, and I say that with nothing but admiration. When I say hens, that's just one of the words that we use at Danny Land. It's not meant to offend in any way, shape, or form. My friends, I like people. I want to be liked. I want you to wrap your arms around me like that Asian man in the steam bath. But the ladies, they love that royal family. They really do. Whoa, there we go. Got some music now for the royal family update. A lot of production going on in Dannyland. Meghan Markle, she's my heroine. Batshit crazy chick has managed, all right, killed music, would you please? She has managed to destroy the royal family in less than it's been like 5 years. It's amazing. Yeah, again, if you haven't followed along, she wants to avoid the paparazzi, but instead she moves to Canada and wants to work in Hollywood, and nobody is calling her out except me. All right? Now it even gets better. Prince Harry's living halfway across the freaking country. And now she told Harry he's got to get treated for his male pattern baldness. The story says, and let me read from the story here. He has long made fun of his brother for his hair loss. Okay? But here's the thing, okay? Harry, I don't know if you knew this or not. And by the way, how ironic that his name is Harry, huh? People now pay money. They pay money to go to the barber to be bald. People now shave their head. It's in, all right? By the way, if you have less hair, that means less work, and that means less time, and that means more time for you. And what is time? We learn about this on the podcast all the time. Time is the greatest gift of all, because it's the one gift that you give that you cannot give back. Why not tell your wife, you know what? You've already fucking ruined Thanksgiving dinner. You know, you're back in Canada, you're here with your friends, all right? Forget about my hair, have fun, and just shut up. Got to tell you about my ongoing fight with the HOA. And again, my name is Danny Chekalinski, this is Danny Land. I'm pretty much an open book, okay? 25 years in radio broadcasting, I dominated major markets all across the country. And as you can tell by the way that I express myself, I'm pretty good, all right? My HOA here. I live in Willoughby, Ohio. We're 20 miles east of downtown Cleveland. I don't think we covered that yet in the podcast. Got a nice little place. It's, you know, 3 bedrooms, 2 baths. I live in the basement, okay? I don't bother anybody. My HOA fees, $357.82. It's a lot of money. It's a lot of cash, all right? No pool. There's no clubhouse. There's no weight room. There's no playground. No mailbox. There's nothing. What do? They cut the yard. They rake the leaves. What else do they do? They plow. They get the garbage. That's where we're going on this right now. We're talking about the garbage can. The jackasses that pick up my garbage, they broke my can, all right? So, no big deal. There's a toll-free number, I guess, on the can. I call the number. It's out of service, right? So what do? I got to call the HOA. And by the way, the name of the company is Quality Control Management. Talk about an oxymoron. It's worse than holy war, okay? Quality control, there's no... Not one or the other, nothing. No quality, no control, not a fucking thing. It's terrible. So I'm going to talk to Mary over there. Oh, my God, this lady. Welcome to Bitch City. She's the mayor. So I call stupid Mary. I let her know that I need a new can, all right? I said, look, you know, I'll even go to Home Depot, but I'm going to get a receipt. You're going to have to pay me back, all right? Well, get this. About 2 days later, some homeowner, and we only have 30, there's only 30 condos inside this homeowners association, all right? So everybody pretty much sees everybody. Everybody pretty much knows everybody. So this homeowner calls me. No idea. This guy goes, hey. He goes, I got a garbage can. I understand you need a can. I'm like, why are you doing this? I mean, you live in, why are you supplying me a can? I need a can, all right?
So he comes to the house. He drives. He's a nice guy, all right? Comes to the house. He's standing out there in my driveway. I'm expecting a 64-gallon can because that's what I need, all right? Well, this, the guy, again, I'm, he's doing me a favor. It's nice. He's got a garbage can, but it looks like something you would have under the kitchen sink. Vern Troyer, remember that little midget? Yeah. Vern Troyer would make more garbage in a day to go in this can than, I mean, this is ridiculous. It's something I would have at my desk. And I'm like, okay, thank you. So we'll see how that goes. The ongoing story of my battle with the HOA. My friends, I'll tell you what, I'm getting nuttier and nuttier.
I'm getting nuttier and nuttier.
Oh, by the way, you want to email me, get a hold of me at Radio Danny on Facebook, okay? Radio Danny on Facebook periodically. And by the way, we do the podcast every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, I post a new podcast, and periodically we'll answer some of your emails, assuming that they're good. They're kind of weak sauce this time around. But I get it. You know, we're just starting the week. We're in the middle of the week here. Let's go back and listen to Joe Biden and his supporters. That's always good. That's great.
Yeah, yeah. Joe Biden.
All right. Backstreet Boys, by the way. Next thing going to tell me is enough. Next thing going to tell me is that Eminem's going to show up at the Academy Awards and he's going to perform. Love this song. Except it's 2020, all right? Did you see? All right, kill that. Would you please? Did you see Martin Scorsese? The guy was actually sleeping through this thing. Eminem is screaming on stage, and the guy's sleeping he's kind of sleeping like I did about 8 times watching The Irishman. What was that, 4 days long, that fucking movie? And you know the moment because the camera came in on Martin Scorsese, and he's just nodding off, and it's 7:30, 8 o'clock at night. And again, this is on the East Coast, all right? 7:30, so it's probably about 4:30 over there. And the guy is drooling like a Siberian husky that just got done running 14 days of the Iditarod. They zoom in on his face, and it kind of looks like me when I was in second grade, and Mom would come in, and she'd rub a bunch of Vicks on your chest and then just wrap it up in a scarf. Couple more things on the Academy Awards. By the way, the ratings are in. The lowest ratings of all time. Of all time. The worst. You know, I'm thinking to myself, what are they going to realize? Well, they being Hollywood, okay, what are they going to realize? That we just don't relate to them. They are disconnected from the rest of society. They're just on an island there. They didn't even have a host or a hostess. Steve Martin and Chris Rock, they came out. Others, two guys that used to host the Academy Awards, did a good job. I thought Steve Martin was very good. No Johnny, no Bob Hope. Then few actually are. So anyhow, Chris Rock and Steve Martin, they come out there together, and it was about as comfortable as sitting around your house on a Saturday night watching a porn movie with your parents.
A couple of years ago, there was a big disaster here at the Oscars where they accidentally read out the wrong name, and it was nobody's fault, but they have guaranteed that this will not happen this year because the Academy has switched to the new Iowa Caucus app.
Okay.
But what a night!
Yeah, I don't know, Steve. I'm a little conflicted. You know, I was driving here tonight and seeing the terrible homeless problem in L.A.
Thank you, Chris. So many stars. Oh, my God, there's Brad Pitt. It's like looking in a mirror.
Favorite part of the night was... I'm just going to move on. I was tempted, but now you know what? It's like shaking rotten fruit off a tree. It's too freaking easy. Favorite part of the night was Joaquin Phoenix. Amazing actor. He's truly one of the best. There's no question. He's also batshit crazy. His performance on The Joker got him best actor, but I thought about this. The irony here is he really wasn't acting. He was just being himself. I say this with the guy's a great actor, and he's got a very tragic story. I don't know. I'm an only child, so I don't know what it's like to have a brother, let alone have a brother die at, 19 years of age on some street in Hollywood outside of a stupid heroin nightclub. But, I don't know how Joaquin Phoenix's story is going to end. I hope it's not going to be tragic, because it sure is heading in that direction. And I wanted him to win, because I knew that if he got up there and stood in front of a microphone, he was not going to disappoint me, and he didn't. Listen to this.
But I think the greatest gift that it's given me, and many of us in this room, is the opportunity to use our voice for the voiceless. I've been thinking a lot about some of the distressing issues that we are facing collectively.
Oh, dear.
And I think at times we feel, or we're made to feel, that we champion different causes. But for me, I see commonality. I think whether we're talking about gender inequality, or racism, or queer rights, or indigenous rights, or animal rights, we're talking about the fight against injustice.
What are you saying?
We're talking about the fight against the belief that one nation, one people, one race, one gender, or one species has the right to dominate, control, and use and exploit another with impunity.
Yeah. Why don't you clap? Maybe he'll stop talking. By the way, folks, I mean, I had to stop because it got uncomfortable. He went on to talk about artificial cow insemination and cow farts and Hollywood claps. And I'm thinking about that afterwards backstage. He's standing there, he's holding his award, and all these stupid minions, you know, the worker bees. You don't want to be a worker bee because you're a follower. You want to be a queen bee. We talk about it all the time here on Dating Land. But you know these minions, they walked up to Joaquin Phoenix and said, you know, it's a great speech. Took the words right out of my mouth. And apparently people that talk to Joaquin Phoenix, they sound like Nixon. Arru, arru. See the red carpet show? You know who Billy Porter is? Yeah, he was the guy during the, he was doing all the interviews, he was wearing a fucking dress, all right? And everybody's just talking about, this guy's in a dress. I'm like watching it, the guy is in TV, he's wearing a dress, he's interviewing, and nobody's really saying anything. It's like, well, wait a minute, okay, you know, women wear dresses, maybe, right? And nobody really says, excuse me, sir, why are you wearing a dress? Look, my father died in 1999. He lived to be 57. He died at a very young age. I miss him every single day of my life. But I'm really glad that he didn't have to see this, because it would have killed him. This was Billy Porter, okay? Is his father still alive? Because I'm thinking, you know, my father and I, we would talk all the time, every single day, even though I lived across, you know, the country in various cities when I was dominating Morning Drive and all these major markets, and I was doing radio and I was winning and winning and winning. Father and I, we would talk every single night. You know, how was the show today? Was it good? So I'm picturing my dad on the phone with Billy Porter. It's like, hey, saw you on TV. Love the dress. Love the shoes. Love the clutch purse. We're very near the end of civilization, my friends. One more thing about the Biden supporters. Sean Hannity went to a Biden rally on Monday night. Biden supporters, they're funny because they're all bitter and they're old. Where's the clip? It's right here.
You saw the tape of Joe Biden. You're not getting $1 billion of our taxpayer dollars unless you fire the prosecutor investigating my son, who has zero experience in energy, that's being paid millions. Do you have a problem with that?
I don't like Trump.
I just think it's nobody's business. That's just a diversion.
This
other
countries
great.
Wanted them fired.
What are you doing here?
I'm saying I'm doing my job. I do news.
One thing about you.
You want to yell at
better,
me?
No, you look better in person than on TV.
You hear that?
You do.
That,
do you like my show a little bit?
No, because you're...
Then why do you watch it?
I happen to catch you on my news feed.
Yeah, that's good. I like that lady. That's a lot of fun. And how about Hannity? By the way, I looked up, you know, the highest paid radio personality is? It's Howard Stern. He makes $90 million a year. But Hannity's still paying the cable. He makes $36 million a year. You know what? I'd be going to a Joe Biden rally, and I'd be letting these old people sit in their own poop busting my balls, too, because I'm paying the cable at $36 million a year. All right. I need a favor, okay? I need you to tell one person about the podcast, forward it to them somewhere on social media. Can you do that for me on Facebook? Do it on LinkedIn? Do it on Twitter? Do it on Instagram? Let's spread the word because we got something really good happening right here. And again, I need your help. Otherwise, I don't succeed. All right? Danny Chekalinski, we're going to talk again on Friday. Thanks again for tuning in. Thanks again for tuning in. I really appreciate that because you gave me the ultimate gift. You gave me some time.
You have just experienced the truth.
And I love all people, rich or poor. But in those particular positions, I just don't want a poor person. Does that make sense?
Make sure to tune it again to Danny Land.
They will be met with fire and fury like the world has never seen.
Be Danny's Facebook friend at Radio Danny. He'll be sure to send you pictures of his wang.
Rocket Man, suicide mission for himself.